RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
I want to welcome back on RCR, regular guest, friend of the show, I think I can say, Guy Hatchard. He's here to discuss this morning the significance of adopting the amended IHRs. More to say about that. We've, of course, had our big special yesterday. The changing discourse on COVID-19 origins, the urgent need for robust genetic rights protections as outlined in the International Genetic Charter. We'll talk about that with Guy, who is with me now. Guy, welcome back to RCR. Always good to have you.
Great to see you, Paul.
Okay, first up, reaction to this story in The Telegraph. Fair to say it's a mainstream media outlet in the UK, right? And pretty well the world, okay?
Absolutely. So very respected.
We can agree on that. So, headline from yesterday, COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. Experts call for more research into the side effects and possible links to mortality rates. Researchers from the Netherlands analyzed data from 47 Western countries, discovered there had been more than 3 million excess deaths since 2020, with the trend continuing despite the rollout of vaccines and containment measures. They said the unprecedented figures raised serious concerns and called on all governments to fully investigate the underlying causes, including possible vaccine harms.
Yeah, and this was published in the British Medical Journal, so prestigious journal, and really the dam is broken. Finally, you can talk about with anyone. Actually, this morning I was talking to a very senior nurse in our health service, and I just said, "Well, on Monday, the British Medical Journal published a paper saying that we're rushed off our feet because of the effect of the vaccine," and she swallowed it.
Wow! Yeah,
they know. They know. This is opening the floodgates now. You know, the scientific world is very cautious. There really has been, you know, a understanding if you publish something about COVID, you have to have a sentence in there and saying how wonderful the vaccines were. Well, that's off the table now. This is out in front. The reasonable explanation for the increase in excess deaths has to include the negative effect of the vaccines.
This could be huge. Well, it will be huge at some point, but are we starting to see that? You said the dam has broken.
It has, hasn't it? And look, New Zealand media republishes a lot of articles from the UK Telegraph. It's very authoritative. Are they going to publish this one, or are they going to continue with the absurd explanations which they've been trotting out for years, actually? This is a matter of basic science. You know, there was a sudden change in the death rate, and a sudden change in the increase in cancers, and a sudden change in the increase. It was an acceleration in heart disease. And you have to have a novel explanation. You can't refer to what's in the past. Let me just give you a little roundup of kind of articles we're seeing. Daily Mail running with a headline, "Sleep after a tipple of alcohol while airborne can be fatal." And another one from Daily Mail, "Why eating one chip is like smoking a cigarette."
and desperate.
Yeah, desperate. These are desperate kind of articles for a really serious. And how serious is it? The New York Post reports that if the trend that is currently there continues, by 2050, 61%, more than half, of U.S. adults will have cardiovascular disease.
Oh, man.
That's how serious it is. And just think, in more than half of the population, where are we ever going to find doctors and experts and so on to help treat those people?
They're going to die.
Yeah, and then they follow up with a funny article, same newspaper, New York Post, "Becoming a father might be bad for your heart." Well, look, people have been tippling on planes, fathering children, falling asleep, and eating too much sugar for centuries. Well, not perhaps.
Some have probably done all at once.
Yeah. You have to come up with something new. And hats off to the BMJ, hats off to the UK Telegraph for finally talking about the elephant in the corner of the room.
Yeah, It's a herd of elephants. Same week, New York Times have done an abrupt about face. After 4 years of doggedly insisting COVID-19 crossed into human populations from animals, was it the pangolin, whatever, it published a very detailed guest essay explaining why the pandemic probably started in a lab in five key points. The article has
and reported. This is a telling article. It is so revealing. I mean, it's irrefutable, the train of logic, the details of exactly what research was going on in Wuhan now available. They were accumulating thousands of different types of coronavirus that they were creating through great gain of function research and storing at their lab, which had a 2B safety rating. Now, 2B safety rating is very low. If you want to contain this kind of thing, you need a 4 safety rating.
If you want to contain it.
Yes, precisely. You can't. I mean, one can't describe how big this is. If you don't read the New York Times, then you won't realize that the New York Times is a cheerleader for COVID vaccination and has been for 4 years. This is a huge about face. This is facing the reality that look. Let's look at it like this: made in a lab, right, from biotechnology. COVID vaccines made in a lab from biotechnology, they're killing people. These two revelations this week are completely game-changing, because if that's true, we have to stop biotechnology experimentation. It's killing us.
Yeah. I just wonder what effect that information will have here, because, and we're just about to get onto it, the International Health Assembly, none of the activities there have been reported in mainstream media. I'm going to stop calling it mainstream. What do we call it? Steam-powered media. I don't know. At all. Nothing. It's the big story, and it's not even there.
Well, it's a great... We should be ashamed as a nation, shouldn't we? Because the chairman of this conference, the World Health Organization Working Party, which has just come up with this plan to control everybody's health, is the same man who gave us the most coercive vaccine mandates in the world, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield. And these people are vaccine fanatics. They are, you know, they are... not looking at the research. They are looking the other way. The research is damning.
He must see that headline in the Telegraph. He must be aware of it, or the where it came from in the medical journal. He must be aware of this. You think?
Know, people have changed. I had an article published by the Brownstone Institute in the US last week, Can Biotechnology Control Human Behavior? And, you know, it's an article that's creating waves and getting me interviews all over the world.
Oh, cool.
This is, you know, this is the point that if you're going to swamp someone's physiology with material that alters the way their cells function in sufficient numbers, then you're going to alter their behavior. And that comes out of transplant research. Recent research on transplant recipient shows that not just your heart, but any organism, if it's transplanted, changes how you think and what you want to do.
I've heard that. Like people taking on, like women taking on interest in heavy metal music and motorcycles because the donor of the lungs or the heart, that was their interest.
Now, the point is that if you calculate the number of cells in an organ, and you calculate the number of cells that are affected by COVID vaccines, they're very, very similar. So if you can alter a certain number of billions of cells, you know, through transplantation, your behavior changes. If you're going to alter billions of cells through injections, your behavior is going to change.
Do you think we're seeing that a behavioral change tracking with everything else we're talking about?
I do. And I've written extensively about it. I think, you know, to write about this kind of stuff, you've got to, you know, put some serious science into it. But I'm definitely seeing, from my perspective, looking at what's coming out. I mean, even the New York Times ran an article about 2 weeks ago now that they mapped and associated increased violent behavior and homicides in the U.S. with the COVID pandemic.
Oh, dear.
You're seeing a loss of connection with what makes us, you know, kind of human, really. In the physiology, you know, the physiology spends an enormous amount, our immune system spends an enormous amount of time trying to keep every cell with the same DNA. Each and every single cell has 70,000 repair jobs on it, on our DNA, and we have 37 trillion cells every day.
Wow.
So that identity, our genetic identity, is really precious to our physiology. So we have a first cell where we begin, and then it multiplies into 37 trillion cells. And the whole focus is to make sure that they all have the same nucleus. And that's what gives us a single human identity.
Yeah.
And if you're going to change the way those cells function in sufficient numbers, you're going to change a person's identity. And what I pinpointed is that you can lose the capacity to connect with the universal.
Yeah, which might be part of the plan, let's say. It does seem to have that sort of element. Okay, so I want to get to the International Genetic Charter shortly, but I want to get your thoughts on the International Health Assembly, what came out of that. You mentioned Ashley Bloomfield. We've had extensive coverage. We had Merrill Nass, MD, out of Maine, USA, feeling quite positive because some of the scary lines in some of those amendments had been taken out. But then we had James Roguski saying, you're missing the point if you think that. It's all about putting in a cartel, like an OPEC version of the pharma system, all around the world, distribution into every place, wealth transfer from rich countries to poor countries to fund labs, go looking for pathogens everywhere and using the PCR test to dial it up, and the passport, pandemic passport, to drive the fear and coercion to be part of that system. So I don't know which one's right. What do you think?
Well, I think you just look at what's happening in the world. Semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic, the sort of so-called wonder weight loss drug. There was a conference just last week in which it was suggested, and I quote, semaglutide should be put in the water supply. These are kind of the mad ideas, because what shifted in the pandemic was the governments all around the world started to train people to accept novel biotechnology without question, without even being allowed to question, and to be persecuted if you did question.
For
and
sure.
As a result, all kinds of crazy ideas like this one are being put out. They're so excited about this drug, but it has massive side effects. I've written extensively about it. It's a really seriously difficult drug that has, you know, side effects while you're taking it, side effects if you stop. And the idea is put it in the water supply, for goodness sake.
Crikey. When the answer is just a correct diet for most people.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I mean, look, there are simple answers to most health problems, and that's the truth in terms of what you eat and what you drink. We need protecting from this kind of madness. That's why this week we released the International Genetic Charter, and this counters these international health regulations where supposedly a few doctors are going to control everything that's forcibly administered to us for health. And we need to have the rights, these genetic rights, spelt out. So we spelt them out very simply, and it's a short document, easy to read. And we've had a big response to this already, and we're asking people to sign up to the charter And it includes, you know, the right to refuse any medical intervention which penetrates the cell membrane and could therefore alter our genetics, the right to full disclosure labeling of food with modified content, and including also the right to know if animals have been subjected to that, which are now in the food supply, and the right to know if their biosynthetics, if synthetic substances have been substituted for our foods, the right to protect the full meaning of the word natural, which has been completely misused.
Good point.
In food labels, it has zero meaning. And then we have collective rights. Right not to be subjected to advertising information or propaganda about biotechnology, which exaggerates or misrepresents any possible benefits and omits discussion of the side effects.
Well, you'd agree, Guy, that given we're one of only two countries in the world that can advertise pharmaceutical medicines in the public arena, that should stop immediately, shouldn't it? That has
Absolutely.
To stop.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you lived in the US, it's madness over there. It's madness here, too. It's becoming madness here. We get these ridiculous advertisements.
Sorry, I interrupted. Carry on.
No, it's all right. No, but this international charter is very simple. The complete cessation of gain-of-function research and bioweapon research. The right not to be subject to coercion for compliance to vaccination, etc., and the complete cessation of any release or use of experimental biochemical or genetic interventions which cannot be contained, including crops and medicines. Because this is the lesson of the pandemic. It was not containable. It was absolutely not containable. It was this amazing paper that I came across this week. And it came out of a paper which in the US, in the state of Ohio, where I used to live and work. And in there, they found out that people who were in hospital for acute renal failure, which is, you know, in majority failure, the death rate among the people who had the COVID vaccination was twice that of the people who hadn't had a COVID vaccination. Well, that was one thing. But then out of that, through a scientific network, we had someone, you know, a colleague who turned up a paper written in 2012 about SARS-CoV-1 rather than COVID-19. So the early epidemic of the SARS illness. And that found that working with rodents, that the administration of a vaccine that they were developing, that's when people began developing vaccines, the administration of a vaccine pushed up the death rate. And they actually said in this paper, if this kind of thing ever comes out again, then absolutely we have to take huge care about the development of any vaccine. Exactly the opposite of what happened. People forgot all about this. This is science.
Yeah. Did they forget, though? This is the age-old question, because it was, I don't want to go there, really, but people can think about themselves. So how do you think this charter is going to be received, or what's been said about it so far, Guy?
Well, people are signing up. You can go to our website, which is https://globe.global. It's a bit hard to find because Google are, I think, suppressing it. But you globe.global, basically, with the HTTPS, etc. in front of it. And there you can sign up. And it's a very simple process. Just take a minute or two of your time and you say, I support this. And I'm already finding that I'm getting a response from all over the world today. So this is a good process, because, you know, it's all very well to have, this international health agreement going on. And we say, well, we don't want it. Well, you also have to say what you do want.
Yeah.
And we want the international genetic charter. We want our genetic rights. And these are not sort of intellectual or philosophical or moral rights. They are physiological rights. Our physiology in every single cell of trillions of cells is busy enforcing those rights every single day.
Yeah, I don't know how it does it.
Yeah, well, because it's connected to universal intelligence. Our genetics, our cellular genetics is connected to the universal intelligence of the cosmos, and it's preserving itself. It knows how to preserve itself. It's self-interacting, and that's the quality of consciousness. That's the quality of our consciousness.
That's something to think about, because just running the numbers, 38 trillion cells, and did you say 17,000 repair jobs per cell?
No, 70,000.
70, sorry, missed that. Even 17 would have been mind-boggling, but 70. So that's just such a mind-boggling number. Something's keeping track of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a huge organization. You see, we just don't, up until recently, I think scientists just didn't have any idea how much our cellular genetics does for us. And our cellular genetics is responsible for our consciousness. And no one knows how that works or how it happens.
No.
In any kind of detail. In fact, no kind of detail at all. And so to jump in there and start cutting and pasting in billions of cells in a sort of random way, as COVID vaccines do. When I say random, it means it goes all over the body and no one quite knows where. Then, yeah, that's crazy. That's almost the definition of madness to go ahead and do that.
Just going back to what you said about the nurse that you spoke to, because that has me interested as well. And
go on.
No, well, you've recently been in the health system, you know, down deep.
Yes.
So have you seen, has there been a flip just recently, or is this something they've known for a while and only willing to say out loud now rather than to keep it to themselves?
I've met people as you said, I have a deep dive into the health system. Firstly, it's overwhelmed. But secondly, I've met people that you can have a very honest, open conversation with them. I've met people who are working in the health system who somehow managed to get these exemptions that Ashley Bloomfield gave out. And absolutely opposed to vaccines.
Have they got survivor guilt?
Well, no. I mean, look, they're in a horrible position because they can't speak up or they lose their job. And, you know, I mean, I think that is a horrible position in the modern world, because when you say lose your job, you might lose your house, you might lose your wife, you might lose your kids.
And get fined by them if you make a comment.
You might lose your profession. Yes. Not just your job, but your profession. So, there are people there. And I've people at a dining room, three doctors sitting around and discussing how they were definitely not going to get their kids vaccinated. And, so there is this undercurrent of people. A surgeon, Dr. William Mackis, posted on Substack this week, and he blew the lid on it and said what a terrible mess the whole health services is, and connected it back to this vaccine-induced immune deficiency. So there is talk. And look, I think the most practical thing here for your listeners is this was a fabulous in to have a conversation, to have one of those conversations which we haven't been able to have. You can just say, if someone says they're very ill or they're swept under, or their business isn't working because everyone's off sick all the time, you say, well, the British Medical Journal published an article on the 3rd of June which pointed the finger at vaccine adverse effects, including excess deaths. And that, as I say, the remarkable thing was that the person I was talking to, I'd never had a conversation of this particular sort before, she swallowed it.
Wow.
I think she knew. I think she's, or if she didn't know, she suspected.
Yeah, and that sounded like a plausible reason. Yeah, a minimum sounded like a plausible reason.
Yeah. We have to keep on having these conversations because we can't shut up now. The dam is breaking.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that there are people like the head of the World Health Organization, whose name I can't pronounce, and Ashley Bloomfield, or still
Tedros Ghebreyesus.
Yes, they're still ramping on about, you know, how awful anti-vaxxers are and all that, and what a terrible label anyway. I mean, instead of anti-vaxxers, you should say people who read scientific reports.
Yep. Okay, so just to finish up, give us that web address again for the genetic kit. Yeah,
https://, which is the normal beginning, flow.global. And you can go there, and there's a page to sign your support, and there's also the full text of the International Genetic Charter. And this is something that we can say, this is what we want. This is our alternative. And people can help by sending it to their MP. They can help by talking to their friends about it. They can communicate with our website and offer to help in different ways. And this is, you know, we can have a focus here. This is our request. We're like a trade union, aren't we? We're a trade union of anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. Hey, up.
This is our demand. We want we're coming to the table.
Arthur Scargill. Remember him? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
All right. So globe.global. All right. Hey, good to catch up again, Guy. Thanks for coming on again.
I really appreciate it, Paul. You know, this is kind of a happy week, isn't it? Things have kind of turned a corner. We'll see what happens.
There's just a small matter of World War III brewing, but yeah. We'll talk about that next week, maybe. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Well, we can.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah, you take care. Bye-bye.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.